Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
What's the word?
I'm in trouble. That's the word.
You're in trouble.
I set a reminder on my phone.
Okay.
And it says, take Hudson's cars out of my purse before I leave in the morning. I had five cars in my purse, like toy cars.
Okay, of course.
And I forgot to take them out.
You still got them in your purse?
Yeah, they're in my car.
Oh.
He's going to freak out. He brought all five to dinner.
Boy, mom problems.
All five. I told him not to bring them to dinner. He insisted, and now they're still in my purse.
Car line got to come to you.
Come on. When I went to bed, he said, my cars. I said, go get them. He said, no. I said, I'll take them out in the morning. And then I forgot.
Oh, somebody's going to be fast and furious this morning. I'll tell you that, boy.
When Hudson wakes up, it's on. He's going to be in a bad mood all morning.
Uh-oh.
Mommy messed up. Oh, well.
Mommy messed up.
Oh, well. Well, good morning. We've got tickets for you to see the Kid Laroi at 7:45 and then tickets to see SZA after 8 o'clock this morning. So get ready.
Get ready because we got all the big things going this morning.
The question of the day is next. We're going deep today.
Big deep?
We're telling secrets today.
All right, let's get it.
Let's go. It's next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Ooh, we're going deep today.
All right, you said we going deep today.
We're going to open it up and we're going to talk about something that, you know, maybe a little bit deeper. I don't know the answer to this, though, for you, DZ. And so I actually truly want to know.
Well, I don't know the answer yet either because I don't know the question.
How many times have you fallen in love?
How many times have I fallen in love?
And you've been married to Aaron as long as I've known you, so I don't know you like in love. It just doesn't make sense for you to be with anybody else. So I'm going to say one for you. Right?
Well,
the end.
You got to think,
no,
man.
I'm kidding. No. Like, how many times have you fallen in love?
There's so many levels of love.
There are. That's right? The thing.
Right. You know,
I'm talking romantic love.
Obviously. I know you're talking about romantic. You're not talking about like, hey, I fell in love with my mommy when I was born.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
How many times have you truly fallen in love? And I think we should also explain what that means to us, because love is different. Everybody has their own, you know, definition of what that means.
Right.
What now, it is to be loved.
And love is like, to me, when somebody invokes a certain emotion from you, with like a physical, mental, emotional, just a connection and a response.
Yes.
Whether that connection is fully reciprocated all of the time.
Sometimes it's not reciprocated. And that's when we just pretend.
But right. But
that's funny.
For real, I feel like I felt love like 3 times in my life.
Okay. Once, and who were they?
Once.
Who was the bitch? Who's the slut? Aaron, I'll kill her. Don't worry.
Once was in like elementary school.
Do you count that as love?
Yeah, man. Because when you were a kid, your first little girlfriend, you like, well, I'm on top of the world. Look at me with a girlfriend. Look at me with a girlfriend. You chilling.
Yeah. That's puppy love.
But what's the end of that word? Puppy love.
Okay, fine.
I count it, man. Because as
you
a kid.
You count elementary?
Because then you have your first breakup and you're like, what is going on?
That's heartbreak. So I guess that was love if it breaks your heart.
Mm-hmm. And it hurts for a little bit. But then you get a new toy, you know, something happens and you move on. Then
Did you say you get a new toy?
Something, you know, like a new action figure.
Okay, fair enough.
A new video game and then you forget about
fair
it
enough.
All. Not like a fair new
enough.
Toy as in, you knew what I meant.
I knew what you meant. I was being funny.
Or, you know, next was in high school, which is like the first, I'm in real love.
Yeah.
You can't tell me nothing, mom. And mom's like, okay, big guy.
Mom's like, you're not in love. And you're like, you don't know about my love. We're in love. We love each other. We're going to be together forever.
And then everything goes south.
Yep. And then you're not.
And you're not, right? Yeah. And then now, the best love of all, the mother of my children, my wife, man, the one that continues to give life. You know what I'm saying? And that is the epitome and definition of love, man. So the biggest love of all.
The healthiest. It doesn't have to be healthy. I should have said that. I guess you can be in love and it not be healthy. Yours is healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes I see the toxic ones. I'm like, that ain't love.
Nah.
It's really not, though.
That ain't love.
You know what I mean?
That's infatuation.
That's a good way of putting it. That's infatuation. A lot of people get those two mixed up.
And honestly, a lot of times when you're younger, you confuse love for infatuation.
I agree.
So it's like, could I have been completely wrong about when I was younger? Yes. But love, the biggest love, the love I'm in right now, the love with my wife.
Your wife. Yeah. I would hope that's the love of your life.
But enough of my schmucky lovey.
No, this is good. DZ's been in love 3 times.
Yeah, that
I
feel like.
3's your lucky number, so you can't be in love any more than that anyway.
No, I'm good.
How many times have I been in love? I really have to break this down. Obviously, I was in love when I was married.
Mm-hmm.
I will not take that away from that experience, even though it ended horribly.
Right.
There were a lot of really happy love moments, and he treated me really well for a lot of that marriage. It was the end that was a disaster.
I respect that.
So that was really good to have someone treat me well and to feel love towards someone unconditionally, you know, and feel that back for a while until it went south.
Until it
was. That was a true like love to me.
Yeah.
And there, as far as other people, I would say I could probably name 2 other people, maybe 1 in my 20s.
Okay.
And then probably, I might have loved, love and in love are different.
yeah.
I really, really loved Pottery Guy, I'll admit it. This is 5 years ago now, so we can laugh about it now.
No, for sure.
I couldn't tell myself at the time, but I did. I really liked him.
And you enjoyed your time, and you found yourself very connected.
But it wasn't the match, it wasn't it for me, and it wasn't it for him. Just wasn't it.
Doesn't mean you weren't in love.
Yeah, but I think there was some good moments there.
Right.
And then, you know, in my 20s, it was a toxic, horrible love. But I will never forget that one.
That toxic love.
So maybe I'm at 3 too.
Yeah, oh, well, see, 3.
Honestly, the guy in my 20s.
Yeah. Boom. One.
I don't even like saying his name, Adam. my ex-husband.
Yeah.
And probably pottery guy. Probably. Because, you know, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Three. Mm-hmm. Look at us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're trying to think if like there's any more, maybe, possibly?
Nah.
Nah.
I don't think so.
Nah.
I mean, I don't even know what the hell love is, really.
But, and now the question of the hour, is Allie open to love again?
Ah, maybe one day, my friends. Maybe one, to the right person, of course.
It's that only time will tell.
To someone who's going to respect me and love me and be honest with me and be a good, healthy partner and make me better. Absolutely. The problem is, that doesn't exist, DZ. Which is why we will not be in love again.
Bah, humbug.
Nope. I want to know how many times everybody else has been in love. Even if you're married, like DZ, you can admit it. You said three.
I mean, come on. Now, ain't nobody disrespecting nothing, man.
Or maybe what is love, too? What counts as love? What is love? I'm sweating. Look, I shouldn't have brought up love. I'm already hot.
You the one that wanted to get deep.
I know. I haven't even drank my coffee and I'm sweating. Like, this makes me so uncomfortable.
How many times y'all been in love? Hit us up.
414-533-1037.
Need these beautiful things that I've got.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
What is that in your hand? Hand it over right now.
So we're talking about love, man. And it was kind of perfect because my wife done snuck something into my backpack.
DZ said, look what my wife hid in my backpack. This is hysterical. It's her school picture because she's a teacher.
She's a teacher, right.
And on the back she wrote, hi, I love you. Yeah. Aww. Now you got to frame this and put it up.
I do. I'm going to put it up in the studio somewhere.
The question is, how many times have you been in love? And DZ and I found out both three. Three for both of us.
Three that we feel is like respectable enough to call out.
Yes. Liked a lot of people, infatuated, not love.
Right, not love.
Raquel's in Cedarburg this morning. Good morning, Raquel.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well,
good.
You know, we're airing out our dirty laundry over here. So,
who says this has to be dirty laundry?
Felt dirty to me, not for you.
You're the one that started sweating.
I know. I'm sweating. Can we just talk about you, Raquel? How many times have you been in love, and what does that mean? Go
share with the class.
Yeah. So I was not recently divorced, but I call him my husband because it did not end up in a nasty fight. At the end.
Was one of you gay? Like, how did that happen? Did somebody come out? Like, what do you mean it ended fine? How did it end?
We were just friends for so long, and we loved each other, but I just came home one day, and I'm like,
are we in love?
Yeah.
You didn't want to rip each other's clothes off. You didn't even want to do it anymore.
Man.
You're like, I just want to go out to dinner with you and sleep in a separate room.
We are homies.
We're homies.
That's so true, though. Like, a lot of people think that you are in love when it's actually, I just love you.
Yeah.
That's fair. I can respect that a lot.
You can love somebody and not be in love with someone.
Absolutely. Because you have to have the connection. Yeah. The connection has to be there to be in love. And that's hard to do if you're just homies. You're not going to have the physical, intimate part. And that part comes and goes in long-term relationships, but it shouldn't be not there at all.
I love my bros. I'm not trying to get intimate.
Yeah. You might as well be a bro. Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Raquel's husband is one.
Husband was one, and current husband is, honestly, I don't think...
You're not in love?
I don't think that I could ever be more in love.
Oh, thank God.
Hold on, Raquel.
DZ and I were looking at each other with big eyes like, where is she going with my current husband? I thought you were going to say, I don't love my current husband.
I thought this was making a hard left.
No.
That would have been awkward.
And the first question I asked myself was, I'm not going to, do this again. I'm not going to love you. I'm going to be in love with the next person.
So what does love need then? We need connection. You need, what does it take? Feelings.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't have feelings for her first husband. That's a nicer way, a more basic way of putting it.
And the feelings evolved after time. You know what I'm saying? But love, connection, feelings.
It was definitely like a roommate situation.
Yeah.
It went.
Yeah, you're homies. So you're homies.
That's what it became.
Right, but now she couldn't be more in love.
Yeah.
Love to me
is the nasty side, the great side, when they see you just for who you are.
Yeah,
just
best and worst.
When you're having those nasty things.
It's unconditional.
Yep.
which is hard. Most people don't love. Most of us don't love unconditionally.
What do they say?
A lot of us have conditions.
Love is endless. Love is blind.
Yeah.
Love is forever kind, or whatever
that's a good start. That love, live, laugh. That's a good start, though, to not be annoyed with their worst qualities.
Yeah, 100%.
That will get you somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Boom. Okay, sure. Raquel. So two loves.
All right. So that was my two.
All right, Raquel.
I already have a third disease.
Somebody said.
No, you all good. No thirds needed for you. Have a great day, Raquel.
Bye, Raquel.
Bye, you too. Bye.
Somebody said on the text, they say you love three times in your lifetime, so I'm not surprised that's both of your number.
Look at us.
Bella said mine is three, too. Ellie, come on now. You still have lots of life left to experience the good again. I don't deny that. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of life left.
Of course.
Just doesn't mean I have a lot of faith in men.
The irony.
There's a part there that's got to mix
Allie
in.
Faith.
All right, let's go to Evelise in Sheboygan. Hey, Evelise.
Morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about love, how many times you've been in it, and what it is.
Spill the beans.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in love once.
Once? Oh, are you still in that love?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met my boyfriend when we were 14 and 15.
Whoa.
We're still together. We're still going strong.
How old are you, though, now? Don't say 16.
We're now 16, turning 17.
Would you die? How old are you now, Evelise?
Well, now we're 18. We're not that old.
Okay. I was going to say,
you're still in it.
Y'all are still in it.
Of course you're in love. You're 18.
Man.
Yeah.
No.
That's great, though.
Yeah, good for y'all, mm-hmm. man. So how did you guys meet? I'm assuming in school?
Yeah, in school.
Mm-hmm.
Bet.
Are you still in school, or are you out of school now?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to LTC.
Mm-hmm. Bet.
Mm-hmm.
For nursing, okay. He's going for cybersecurity.
Ooh, those are two important industries. Now,
there you go.
All right, so let me ask you, Evelise, what does love mean to you, to y'all, I guess?
Love to me, and I'm not going to say like we've had like a perfect relationship all throughout high school, but to me is when somebody is always going to love you and be there for you no matter what you're going through, no matter the ugly, the good, the beautiful, is always going to be there for you, always going to support you, always going to be willing to work things out, not going to resolve to a breakup or say that we're going to end things here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
love makes you want to fix it.
Yeah, love makes you motivated to mm-hmm. make things work.
Absolutely.
One rule my boyfriend and I have always had is never talk about a breakup, never say we're going to break up.
That's positive thinking. This is cognitive thinking. This is very smart. She's only 18 and she's got therapy down, man. This is positive thinking at its best.
Eva Lee's got the strong foundation right now. I'm
honestly,
not going to lie.
It's part of the foundation being positive like that, for sure.
Do you think, Eva Lee's?
Mm-hmm. No wonder you're in love. You're happy.
Right. I think somebody figured something out. Evelise, we appreciate your call.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Somebody texted it and said, once. It was my ex-husband. Similar to Allie when it was good, but I'm done. All the guys I've dated in the 8 years since, haven't loved any of them. Still looking for the love of my life.
Ooh.
That's interesting. We got a lot of texts about this. Somebody said, my husband and I included, quote, I'll promise to love you even when I don't like you, unquote, as part of our wedding vows.
I like that.
That's what true love is.
I like that. Because you don't always like your significant other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You'd be annoying each other.
It's like family.
Yeah.
It's people that you know are never going to be gone because you love them.
I promise to like you even when I promise to love you even when
I don't like you. That's right.
I enjoy mm-hmm. that quote right mm-hmm. there. Boom.
Yeah, it's good. So happy love, everybody.
Yeah.
Go fall in love today. It's nice out. The weather's going to trick you into thinking you're in love.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. Are you going to give good advice today? Oh, that evil laugh says no. Okay, what's the problem? Let's hear it.
Only time will tell, because Cassie got a whole ball of problems, and it all stems from getting offered a promotion at work.
Shouldn't that be a good thing?
Right.
I would think that'd be positive if you got offered a promotion.
You think? But she got offered a promotion and pay raise for what a friend is currently doing for less, right?
Oh.
She says, so my employer offered me my friend's job for more money. The current position I work is as a server, but I was offered the front of house assistant manager at a restaurant, so I'd get to keep my serving shift plus tips and hourly at $16 an hour. She gave us the whole
damn.
She spilled the tea.
Okay.
All right, so she's gonna be making some good money.
Totally.
Right? Said my problem is that I was sort of already thinking of quitting because the job wasn't feeling like it was for me. But now with such a big increase in wage, mm-hmm. I'm reconsidering leaving. But it's not just me. We've had a few people walk out recently. The restaurant is great. The food is amazing. But the management in the back of house is the real problem.
That always sends everybody spiraling. It's always management.
It's always
because it always trickles down.
Yeah, exactly.
If there's a top, somebody good at the top, it's great.
It's great.
And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but you triggered me there.
But if not, it's Basuda. So she's saying she got offered front of house assistant manager.
Mm-hmm.
More money, more problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because the problems that are in the restaurant are in the back of the house. And she goes on to say,
Got more responsibility.
The food is amazing, but the back of the house is the real problem. Of the three of us girls that are left, Jane is the current front of house.
Jane.
I'm assuming she changed names. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
The anonymity here.
Mm-hmm.
Jane is the current front of house assistant manager, being underpaid, but she's super loyal. I know for a fact she isn't making $16 an hour because she's my friend, and that's the most important part. I'm planning on telling her that I was offered her position, but don't know how. She's got high anxiety and is just over a year sober, so I know this can really push her over the edge if not handled delicately.
Really?
Yeah, dog.
Well, you can't. You're not responsible for somebody else's sobriety, so let's just put that out there.
But she said this is her only full-time job right now, and she depends on the money. How would you go about telling her that this happened and that I might be interested in taking it? Cassie.
Look at
your face.
Because if only people can see your face.
You're in shock.
Normally I'm not speechless. I'm speechless right now because who says my friend's great? She's an amazing person. I love her, but I'm totally going to take her job. Like at the end, that's how it went with this long explanation of why she loves her friend.
Yep.
And it ended with, but I'm going to take her job.
But she didn't say I'm going to. She said I'm interested in it.
She might as well have.
Gee. I mean, first things first, she's got a few problems. She's worried about somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's not worried enough about herself.
Mm-mm.
And then she's also doing something that can be considered a little bit shady to some people.
Well,
but she's trying to tell a friend about it first.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Would you take the job? My first question, would you take the job?
My God, if one of my best friends had it?
I don't know if she called her best friend. She just said she's a friend.
I don't know.
You know, it's a work friend at the end of the day. You would have never met her if you never worked there. Arguable, right?
This is tough.
Would
you want a promotion or a friend? Yeah, because for me, I'm ambitious in that sense where I would take the promotion and be like, this is business. This is not personal. But you're telling me I'm taking it for one of my friends now?
Right.
That changes everything. Now I got to live with that decision.
Does she know her friend is going to be getting X'd if she does take the job? Maybe they're doing some whole restructure. Now, this is just me throwing some at the wall, seeing what sticks, right? They're making a restructure. They're not going to fire her friend at all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she needs to ask the upper management what's actually going on. Like, hey, is Jane going to be let go? Because before I make my decision, right, I'm assuming they gave you a time frame to talk this through and figure this out with your loved ones to see if this is what you wanted to do. You got offered her position. Does that mean you're taking her job, though?
I don't think she should tell her whether she takes, like, if she doesn't take it, there is zero reason to tell the friend you got offered the position.
Yeah.
Zero.
You're just causing
problems if you tell her, but don't take it.
She's worried about her kind of going off the edge. And
yeah.
She said that. She's like, listen, I get that she's in a delicate place in her life right now.
Listen to this text.
What's up?
The cons outweigh the pros. Get a new job. I thought that was right to the point. Like, they're listening and going, okay, well, these are all...
Okay. I don't know if I agree with that now.
414-533-1037. Somebody, you can text or call that number. Somebody texted in, the job sounds like it has several managers because she's still going to be keeping her serving hours. They both get to be managers at times. She can be there when her friend isn't working.
Day manager, night manager. Maybe they're moving her shifts.
Sheesh.
Honestly, that's what I'm saying. You don't know what's really going on. But at the end of the day, unless you know for a fact that your friend is about to get fired if you take this job, I don't know if I see a problem.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know if I'd worry about it. Like, you are getting brought up. You are getting a promotion. That means you are ascending. Like, you can't worry about somebody else.
That's what
else.
I'm saying. This
you
is can't. Business. This is
business.
About you taking your opportunities and your livelihood and all those things.
Clearly somebody done said, no, the cons outweigh the pros. Get a new job. Okay.
They said that. that right in the text. That was the first thing they said. 414-533-1037. Should she take the job? Even though it's her friend's job, it's a promotion. We're going to talk about it next.
Not the best idea. Kill this girlfriend next. Now I get here. I just killed my ex. I still love him though. Rather be in hell than alone.
That's SZA right there. She's coming to Summerfest June 22nd. Going to be a headliner at AmFam Amp. And we've got your tickets. Be here at 8 a.m. to win them.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So the problem today is that Cassie got offered a promotion at work. The problem is her friend's already got the job, so she's taking the job from a friend.
Right. Her friend Jane's a very loyal, caring individual. She feels bad about her possibly taking her job.
I'm glad you said that because somebody said, DZ called her Jane and then he called her Cassie. No, they're two different people.
Cassie's worried about Jane.
Cassie wrote in.
Yeah, Cassie wrote in and she got offered Jane's job.
Exactly.
Basically. Yeah.
Perfect. There's lots of texts, but let's start with Saucy Sandra, who's got her own theme song this morning.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different.
Saucy, you taking the job from your friend? Go. See, I'm going to rephrase it. You taking your friend's job or not?
Taking your friend's job? Go.
Totally not taking the job. No amount of money is worth the stress, especially if I'm not enjoying working there. And why do you think your friend has anxiety? Hello?
Because of the job.
Yeah, I was going to say, if everything's going bad at the job, which they kind of said, there's a lot of bad people in positions, you're going to be more stressed out if you take a management position. I do understand that take.
No amount of money is worth the stress.
You could be a part of bringing it up and getting it into the limelight, making it a positive place.
You could
help fix it. You could help be a part of the solution.
You're the change.
The job.
You know
what I'm saying?
Be the change you want to see.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Allie.
No, that's not how it works when you got higher ups that are just stubborn and in their own ways.
The motivational quote doesn't work when you hate your boss. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the food industry that don't really know what they're doing and then just continue to claim they know what they're doing.
They bought
a restaurant. It's great, but they're really selfish and they have no idea and micromanage way too much. And then it just causes too many problems and issues.
Oh, Saucy feel like she's talking from experience.
They can't They can't be what they can't see.
Ooh.
Yep.
Look at all the motivational quotes Allie got going on.
I'm going to say nothing but throwing out motivational quotes as you're going on today.
Allie been working on her mood board, y'all.
Can you tell I was at therapy yesterday? I was. So Saucy says,
don't take the job.
No,
just keep the friendship.
It.
It's not worth
it. Not even worth it.
Right.
And as friendship aside, even if you didn't have a friend, I imagine if you didn't have the friend there. No, don't take the job.
She's not even
worth it.
The friendship doesn't even matter. She said the job just sounds like it's trash.
Find something better. You deserve better, girl.
Okay, Saucy. I ain't going to disagree with you.
And so does your friend, because they're trying to give you her job.
Exactly.
It's kind of like if they're screwing your friend over, they're going to screw you over.
Exactly.
If my friend jumps off the bridge, I'm going with him.
I got to correct myself. This whole time I'm saying it's business, it's not personal. And then I'm talking like we're in a relationship. I'm like, they screwed her over, they're going to screw you over.
Girls in the bathroom, look at what happens.
All of a sudden I went to emotional and it's not business anymore.
It's business. Yeah. You're right, Allie. Dang it.
I know.
We appreciate your call, Saucy.
Bye.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Dog. Hold on. $16 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
16 plus tips?
Although.
She's making like at least $20-$25 giving a good tip day. Think about it, bro.
Amazing.
Bro, and she doesn't really know if she's taking a friend's job or not.
So you say take it or don't take it.
Honestly, this might sound petitious, but I don't think that you would have this friendship without having worked there.
Mm.
The job is what brought you where you're at.
Oh.
The job is what's going to continue to feed you. If we're talking survival of the fittest, not to say friends aren't important, but this is a work friend.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't somebody that you hang out with outside. At least she didn't say she hangs out with her all the time.
Listen to what Erica...
Call her a best friend.
Erica New Berlin said, this is a good point on the text. Jane may be fired regardless if you take the job. You can't protect everyone. Talk to management before taking the position and feel it out.
That part.
We didn't even talk about that. Her friend might get fired anyway, whether she... If they're getting rid of that, if they're replacing that friend.
The thought crossed my mind, but that's why I said, you got to find out what's actually about to happen. You got to go back in and have another meeting or whatever and be like, hey, so if I take this job, what's going to happen? And they have to lay it out. And if they don't lay things out appropriately or if it feels shady, then don't take the job.
Right.
But you can't just go into a blind and be like, yeah, I'll take it.
Oh, okay, I'm in.
$16, I'll take it. No, you got to find out what's really going on. But I do think it's not a bad option for her to take the money. It's great money. And I'm sure working as a server, she sounds young. Cassie sounds young.
Yeah.
I don't think she needs to worry about Jane like that either.
No.
We all got to protect our own selves.
Here come the people. Don't stay if you don't like it, regardless of money. Everybody says that till we got bills to pay.
Bruh.
We all say that till our bills are due. And then we're like, screw it. I'll work for the person I can't stand.
Why
damn
not?
It. I'll
damn
go
it.
To work again today, I guess. Fine. But we all want to talk and be like, yeah, screw the money. Yeah, I got bills to pay. What are you talking about?
Hey, screw the money, but the bills are
come
there,
on.
Boy.
Car payment. Okay, fine. I'll take another one today.
It's coming from a real place, man. You can't always worry about somebody else when you got your bills due on the 1st and 15th.
Not your chair.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, somebody texted in. She was going to quit anyway, and management is bad. Again, the cons outweigh the pros.
Dang.
Leave. The red flags are there.
All right, say less.
We're done.
I mean, I guess.
We're guests. I say goodbye.
There's nothing else to do. I say we're done.
Get a different job.
Get a different job, sure. But honestly, I still say have a good meeting about it and find out what's really about to happen. Because, say you do want to warn your friend, you at least found out.
Hey, girl, you about to get fired.
Let's leave together.
Let's leave together.
Now we getting conniving.
Now be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. Still have the meeting. If you're not going to take the job either way, then you can tell the homegirl, hey, you about to get canned.
Wait,
let's go.
Why didn't you get petitious with it this whole time? You should have said, take the job and then just leave, both ghost.
Because
like, there's nobody there.
You told me to give good advice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
never
it's
mind.
Your fault.
Now somebody said, what if Jane's also getting a promotion? Knock it off.
Jane's about to be the front of house manager.
I can't. Now we've gone too far.
Too much.
Just
Cassie,
quit.
Cassie, just flip a coin.
Thank you. Can't please them all, DZ.
I mean, so, I know that.
It's only a matter of time before I got lit up in the car line at my kid's school, and it happened yesterday.
What happened?
Ah, 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Normally, I'm yelling at people in the car line at pickup because
True.
People don't know how to use it. They don't know how to. We're almost done with the school year, and they still get out of the damn car.
Well, I mean, come on. Now, you think they're going to figure it out by now? No.
Nope. But I mind my own business now. I try to keep my... when I'm in the... But yesterday, I got lit up.
Uh-oh.
I got in big trouble.
Uh-oh.
Because if you were listening on Monday, yesterday, I told you that I started a war in my city.
A little bit. Yeah,
started a war in New Berlin.
Because you're out here going to rival schools.
I went to the rival elementary school and did their assembly. And I had a great time pumping the kids up at the assembly. But then I had to show my face at my kid's actual school in the same school district.
Allie had her hat low, boy. She said, no, look at me.
Oh, I had the window up. And you know how nice it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I had the hat low, and I could see the principal. I couldn't avoid him. He's walking up with his arms in the air like, what up?
Oh, he's confronting you.
He's confronting me.
He said it with his chest.
He did.
What'd he do? What happened?
He walked right over to the window. He's like, got his arms from side to side, like holding him up like, come on, man.
So what you doing? Right. He looked like he's trying to fight.
He was. He was
said, what up, guy? What up? What you doing? What you trying to do?
So I was forced to roll down the window and fight back.
Ooh.
And I said, okay. And I go, what?
Hey.
Hi. And he goes, come on, really? And I go, I wasn't trying to start a war, but they invited me, so I went.
And I said, I'd go back. Yeah.
I said, listen, I would always do whatever you need. He goes, I don't want to bug you. And I said, I appreciate that. I really do.
Sure.
I really appreciate that. But if you need something, like, I'll come do something at the school and pump up the kids.
Your kids go to school there. Of course you'd be happy to go to their school.
However, I then told the principal, I said, listen, I don't know if my kids want me here. That's the problem.
It's yeah, not forget them kids.
It's not that I wouldn't come. It's that they're in fourth and sixth grade, and yeah. I'm not cool anymore. I'm like on the cusp.
Yeah.
They'll love me in private, you know?
You cool at home, and you cool when they need something.
Exactly. Yeah, when they need money.
You're not cool at school.
Not at all.
They're cool at school.
So they jumped in the car, and I said, your principal wants me to come and do an assembly like I did at the other school. And they go, yes!
Hey, wait, so they reacted well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it. So I rolled down the window and I said, approved. Because I had rolled it back up by that point. And he's like, awesome. I'll call you.
Upper management approves the request. We're good. Green light for the assembly.
I was not trying to start a war, but I think I did. So now it's like on.
Now Allie's about to be going around to all the elementary schools in New Berlin just to keep the peace.
It's like us going to a different radio station and never coming here. It'd be weird, right?
It'd be mad weird. Yeah.
So I get why the principal was like, yo, Allie.
What's wrong? What's going on?
So I'm glad we had talked about it. It was all we needed was communication.
Right.
And by the communication, I mean, he just had to say, would you be interested in doing this? I just had to ask Owen and Hudson, is it okay if I come to your school and do and pump the kids up in
would
an assembly?
Right.
And everyone, we all communicated, we're good now.
Everybody's okay
approved.
It's approved.
Let's be real. We don't say no to much.
I mean, come on.
We
man.
Do what we can.
If you want and need us to pull up, we gonna pull up if we can.
One call. That may be all. But we can't promise it. It's not just one call always.
And it ain't just Gruber. You can hit us up too.
No, I mean, that's our slogan. We're going to add the maybe though.
Oh, maybe?
One call. Maybe that's all.
That might be all.
That maybe that's all. But we're not sure.
I don't think Gruber's going to approve of us.
Fine. All right, coming up next, Am I the Jerk is happening.
Uh-oh.
This one has to do with someone not wearing their wedding ring on purpose.
It doesn't make sense, but at the same time, there's got to be some reason, right?
I would hope there's a reason that you're saying it with your chest, that you refuse to wear it.
It better
when
be
you're
a
married.
Reason. It better be a reason. What?
Is she the jerk for not wearing her wedding ring?
It's her?
No! I said what I said. It's coming up next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You can always submit your Am I the Jerks. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. We also get a lot in our DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and send them there, too, if you want.
It is direct. Do whatever you do. We gonna get it.
Gwen wants to know if she's the jerk for not wearing her wedding ring. But she's still married.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
Here's what she said. Allie and DZ, over a year ago, I lost a diamond in my wedding ring.
That's tough.
I was upset. I told my husband, and he said he would get it fixed.
Okay.
Fast forward a year later, and he still hasn't gotten it fixed or even asked about it.
Mm.
So I decided I'm done wearing the ring until he fixes it.
Mm.
I haven't worn it for 3 days now, and he finally asked where it was. I told him, the ring still isn't fixed, so guess I'm not married anymore.
Yeah.
He said, chill out. But I think
his
lack of caring caused this problem, not me. So am I the jerk for not wearing my wedding ring on purpose?
I mean,
it's broken. Guess I'm not married anymore. Gave you a year to fix it.
Okay.
Time's up, guy.
Okay. Talk about petitions.
Yeah. Well, a year, though. A year.
It has
been. Do you care
a year.
About our wedding ring at all? Do you care?
Do you even love me?
Like, seriously. Like, what the hell? If I'm telling you there's a problem, fix it. You got a year to fix it already.
Sure.
Time's up.
I hear that, but...
Or say I can't fix it or I don't have the money, but she knows if they have the money.
That was going to
so
say.
That's not
like,
even the issue.
They're married. She knows where the ring came from. I'm sure
it's laziness.
Bruh, come on now. Most diamond rings come with a warranty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
that's
I'm
what
talking
I'm
about?
Saying. All it wouldn't
is
be hard.
Shipping it in and waiting the however many weeks or months it's going to take.
Seriously.
Right?
Doing something.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, unless you didn't get a warranty, because then I don't know what
that
to
would
tell
hurt
you.
Your feelings, though, if something that significant, your wedding ring, was broken for a year and he still doesn't. I'd be like, what? Come on.
It would, but at the same time, it's out of sight, out of mind for him. She told him maybe once.
Well, it was out of sight, out of mind till it wasn't on her finger anymore.
Well,
now he's worried about other men thinking she's single.
Because she went and sat there for a whole year without re-bringing it back up. It's also her responsibility to say something and be like, baby, we got to get this
again?
Ring fixed. I need to get this ring fixed. Like, I'm not playing. She went to the drastic extremes and took the ring off before even saying
it's
anything
not,
about it.
Should she have gotten it fixed herself? Is she the jerk for not wearing wearing her wedding ring because he didn't fix it for the past year.
I think so.
Oh,
I
think you say so. Yes,
I feel like she's going to too much of an extreme, bro. She could have re-brought it up, or she could have sent it to get fixed herself. Strong and independent, man. Y'all will tell us to take the garbage out. But if we don't do that fast enough, y'all will run to take
the garbage out. Being married is not a strong independence. It's a literal partnership.
Right.
That's independence alone. A partnership is two people at least.
But
is not an independent moment, okay?
She's dependent on him to go get the ring fixed when it's her ring. I get that he said, hey, I'm going to get the ring fixed, and he should have done that. That's bad on him that he didn't go, all right, give it to me now, right? Mm-hmm. They waited. They're both wrong, but why take the wedding ring off, right? Well, why go to that
extreme? Because you're sick
of
waiting around. You're like, screw it. I guess it doesn't matter to him. It doesn't matter to me anymore. Because I'm not married anymore.
Petty on top of petty spells petitious.
It is petty, but she's sick of waiting.
I'm calling her the jerk. She needed to at least say it again or just send it herself, bruh.
Somebody said, same thing happened to me. My ex blamed me for losing the stone on top of it, and I never wore it after that. Not the jerk. Somebody said, jerk. She's extra.
Too extra.
The texts are blowing up. All right. Is she the jerk for not wearing her ring? She gave him a year to fix the diamond that was missing, and he didn't. So she took it off. She's done.
Bruh, she said, nope. Now I'm no longer married. I'm now single as a Pringle, huh?
She's not really leaving the marriage, everybody. She just wants to know if she's the jerk for not wearing her ring anymore because he didn't fix it.
Right.
Okay. 414-533-1037. I'm excited to see which way this goes.
Let's get it.
Love it on me,
baby. Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Gwen wants to know if she's the jerk for not wearing her wedding ring. She gave her husband a year to fix the diamond that was lost, and he didn't. So she said, I'm done. I'm taking it off. I guess I'm not married anymore.
I mean, it's just tough, but petty on top of petty, bro.
Well, we're going to start with one of our regulars, a fan favorite, who hasn't called in a second. Let's go to our boy in Sheboygan, Santino. Santino!
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Welcome good morning, back, man. Friend.
Great to hear from you, Poppy. What's the word?
Is Gwen the jerk for not wearing the ring?
Hey. Yeah, sorry I haven't called in a while.
It's okay.
So we're going to get right.
Well, I mean, we can talk about how you're doing, but we'll do that another day. Let's talk about saying? Am I the jerk?
yeah. Listen. She's a flat out jerk. She's playing too many games because I'll guarantee you her ass went shopping and got her some stuff and she wanted some stuff, right? I guarantee you if her car was broken down, she got that fixed, right? It's priority. Obviously, her marriage must not be a priority to her. She better miss me.
Well, maybe it's not a priority to him. I think that's what she was feeling like. Oh, that was what she felt.
Spin back.
No.
Good narration on that one.
Allie, you had way too much chest in that one. You need to tone that back a little
bit. Wait a second. What's the difference? Like, she feels like it's symbolic of their marriage, and she feels like he doesn't care about that. What's the difference from what you're saying? She's hurt, too.
What Santino is saying, had there needed to be something done in the house or to the car,
absolutely,
or had she wanted something else done, she would have been more proactive on getting it done somehow, some way.
I agree.
But it comes to the ring, and she goes, nope, he didn't do it,
because
so now I'm not wearing it.
It was a gift from him. And the vacuum should not have been a gift from him. That should have been something they both bought together and they used together.
But getting the oil change, taking the trash out, all these
car.
Other things. That's her car.
Listen, she made that vow. And guess what? What she should have did was took that thing to the jewelry store and told him, now you need to go get it.
Yep, that part.
I took it there, now you need to go get it.
I dropped the ring off. I don't have it. It's there getting fixed.
Then you're just
now
enabling him not doing it and him not stepping up and doing what he should have done a year ago. You're enabling the guy. This is what wives do all the time. This is the problem.
No, but
I'm just
going
to do it myself because he won't do it. And then I'm going to force him to go pick him up and he doesn't have to do any work on the ring he bought me.
If we're talking full partnership. If we're talking full partnership.
Allie, take a deep breath, Allie.
I'm not even marrying a man.
It's like, if it's a full partnership.
Because I'm tired of men being like, oh, what's the big deal? You can do it for us. Do it your damn self.
It's a joint effort.
It is a joint effort. Thank you, Santino.
But listen, my wife has lost diamonds in her ring, and I took it in to get it fixed. Right now, she has one of those diamonds out, too, but she's still wearing it because she understands what that ring means and symbolizes to our marriage.
It's not the diamond, it's the symbolism. And she took the wedding ring off and is disrespecting the symbolism of their marriage.
Being very See, listen, there's got to be some more dynamics behind the situation because she's being very petty, wanting him to do everything. Mm-hmm. And he's probably like, no, dude, go take your ring in. That's yours, too. That's your responsibility as well. Because I wasn't wearing the ring. I didn't lose the diamond. You did.
Santino kicks it off, says,
yeah, the texts are blowing up. Right. That's what I'm looking at now. All right, Santino, all right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
People peace, are going fam, off right now. Not the jerk. Use your leverage, honey. A whole year sounds like he doesn't give a bleep about making her feel loved.
Twist, man.
Somebody said, Santino, no, homie. He gave it to her as a gift. Okay, we don't want to get stuck on that, though.
No.
Let's go
no.
to Let's Carly, to or Carla.
Carla
in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Carla.
Hi.
Santino said jerk. Go. What do you think?
I think she's not the jerk, but I think you're never going to get men and women to agree because it's a Mars and Venus thing.
Yes.
Women are always going to say they're not the jerk. You know, she should have fixed it. Men are going to say, oh, I just forgot about it.
Yeah, but did you love the guy's suggestion that we just do it for them and then tell them to go pick it
up?
Isn't that nice of them to offer that option for us, for the gift?
Yeah. Nobody said do it for us, but it's your ring. You're the one looking at it daily. You bought it.
It was
a gift.
Who picked it?
I don't know. Well, it depends. Everybody picks out their engagement ring. A lot of people don't.
And not every relationship is dependent on somebody doing everything.
Well, and that goes for the trash and the chores. That's all reasonable that's a partnership.
Obviously.
And I don't agree that women should pick out their engagement ring. I think that's wrong. That is
Well, you're
so
wearing
petty.
It your whole life.
That's a whole nother conversation, Carla.
That's a whole nother conversation. Yeah. But I think that you're never going to get men and women to agree on that. Ever.
Fair.
You're not going to get it.
Well, okay. We're going to find out because we got a tiebreaker coming up after you.
So.
Now that we're split down the middle.
Carla splits and says, no. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Somebody texted in, my stepmom went 10 years without a ring until my dad finally got it fixed for their anniversary. Ugh, I wouldn't even care at that. I'd be like, I deserve a whole new ring.
Gee.
At 10 years?
Nowadays, you don't even got to take it to the jeweler. They'll just send you like an envelope that you put it in, ship it off, and then they'll basically ship it back, or you might have to go to the jeweler to pick it up. But come on now, it's not that hard to do. Both parties are wrong right now, but I think she's just a little bit more wrong for going the extra mile and taking that ring
off. Let's see what Ashley the tiebreaker in Racine thinks. Ashley, good morning.
Hey, Ashley.
Good morning.
What do you think? Because you're the tiebreaker. Santino said jerk. Carlos is not the jerk. The problem is Gwen's husband has not fixed her ring that's had a broken diamond for a year. So she stopped wearing it.
She just said, nope, I'm not wearing the ring no more.
Is she the jerk for not wearing the ring?
What do you say?
Oh, she's definitely the jerk.
Go on. How come everybody else can say it with their chest, but I can't? What the hell? I mean, this is so one-sided. No, seriously, Ashley, why?
Ashley says jerk.
Tell us why.
Oh, yeah, she definitely. I look at it as, she could have easily took the ring in and went and got one off of Amazon for the time being for like $10. Mm. That's what I did.
On his car.
And then my husband went and bought me a whole new ring after my diamond fell out of my old one.
Ooh, that's the real leverage. That's the real leverage right there.
Did he wait a year?
Did he wait a year?
No, he did wait a year, but it was a birthday present. So it was totally worth it.
Okay. Okay. So there was reason behind the year, not just he forgot.
Oh, yes.
It came at the right
time.
And
on top of that, my husband knows he's not allowed to walk around without his wedding ring, so I will definitely always have something on my finger.
Okay.
I respect it.
So that's the real... So she's saying you can't walk around without your wedding ring. That's what makes you a jerk?
I think that's what most people would feel like in this situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a symbolism of your companionship with somebody.
Right, reunion. But they just have to care
to let them know that you are taking...
Right.
You are in a happy, committed relationship.
But the husband didn't care.
Well, some people don't get as lucky as I do, I guess, then.
There you go. Talk that talk, Ashley.
Your husband's a keeper. I don't know if Gwen's is. All right. Thank you for calling, Ashley. You rounded it out with jerk today.
Have a great day. Bye.
So many texts coming in. I mean, I don't even know where to start.
I mean, back and forth. I could assume how people will be one way or the other. And I do hear how most of the fellas are going to hold the dude down and be like, come on now. It's not that big of a deal. But then the ladies needs to go and sip the tea together and go, no, girl. Mm-mm. Except for Ashley. She's on our
Ashley
side.
Ashley totally said jerk on that one. Somebody said both the jerks. One for saying they're not married and the other one for not fixing the ring.
Yeah, there you go.
You never say you're not married. Jerk, because if they want to upgrade the ring, they're on the ball. They'll move. They'll take them. They'll take themselves if they have to upgrade it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of goes back to what you and Santino were saying.
A little bit.
Woo-wee. All right. Well, you can keep texting, and we will have to ask our winner for Kid Laroi.
Okay.
What they think.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because we've got tickets to see the Kid Laroi, who's coming to the rave on July 6th. You ready to do this now?
Stay ready to do this.
All right, let's go. 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to see this guy when he plays at the rave on July 6th. It's the Kid Laroi, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good luck.
Could possibly be light without you. Without you.
Look out. Somebody's going to see that guy, the Kid Laroi, at the rave on July 6th. And I'm excited. Show. That's going to be a great show.
Amazing. Y'all already know the rave pops.
Seriously. Candace is in West Allis this morning. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning.
Hey.
So were you listening to Am I the Jerk?
Yes.
And
yes, I was.
Is Gwen the jerk for refusing to wear her ring?
Honorable mention answered.
Okay. I think she is a jerk for not wearing the ring.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Solid.
I find.
Yeah.
That's just because.
You ain't right. She said, nope. That's just it. She's a jerk. That's all I think.
Fine.
Yes. It, like, because I've been married before and, like, there was, like, a diamond that fell out, but, like, I still wore it until, like, he went to go take it to get fixed.
Did he take a year?
It wasn't the thing. It didn't take a year, but I still would have worn it.
Totally. No. Fair enough. Well,
I respect the answer.
Candace, thank you for sharing your opinion. That's all we needed. Have a great... I'm kidding.
No,
You have two tickets to see him at the rave on July 6th, Candace. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hold on. We are going to get a little more info from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll have another chance tomorrow.
And don't make plans for July 6th.
Yeah, because you're going to the Kid Laroi. And we've got tickets to see SZA coming up after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, she's here June 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Coming up next, though, DZ and I got into a very serious discussion about something that affects everyone, all of us. Anyone listening right now, it affects you.
For the most part.
And it affects your work, your job. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have a job, it affects you. Trust me.
You think about it.
This affects you, and we're going to discuss next. 3.7 Kiss FM. And don't go anywhere, because we got those SZA tickets. Listen on the Odyssey app if you have to get out of the car. Right there on your phone. 103.7 Kiss FM. Take it. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. So DZ and I got into an interesting conversation about what work shift is the best shift.
Not all great conversations happen off on air. Some happen off.
A lot of good conversations happen off the air. And I don't even know why we started talking about this.
I got no clue.
Because I might have said I would never trade our shift. You know, I would hate doing second shift. I know that much.
That is what it was.
That's what it was. Because we were talking about
and how back in the day when I worked production, I was like, bro, that was the worst shift ever.
Oh, wait.
I hated coming in at like 11 o'clock.
It was horrible.
And then I'd have to be here till 7, 8 p.m. sometimes. And it was the most boring, worst shift because your whole morning is basically ruined because you can't do too much.
What do you do from like 5 a.m. to 11? You're just wasting time at that point.
I used to go to the gym during that time. Mm-hmm. I had no problem being an early riser in those days.
But then what?
But then what? Right. Then I got to go to work sweaty, be at work.
Yeah.
And then after work, it's like 8 o'clock. I'm not trying to go do anything after work besides go home.
Second shift sucks.
That's what prompted this conversation. We were talking about what shifts we had worked before.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, man, I don't know. Second shift is trash.
I hate it. And when you said that, because DZ, you know, did a ton of jobs in this building. He was on the air too, but you did a ton of jobs before you were ever on the morning show. And you were one of our production people. So you would, like you just said, they would have your start time at 11 a.m. jam. Right. Ugh.
It was a wash of a day.
Ick. What a horrible start time.
You get here at basically lunchtime. Ugh. So you're watching people walk out of the office.
Which is weird.
Which is like, oh, weird. See y'all later.
And some of them have done hours of work already.
They've been here. They've been productive. For hours. Yeah. Hours. Literally been productive. And now we're like, oh man, half my day's done. Phew.
Yeah.
As I'm just walking into the start of mine. Mm-hmm. And I get that there's different shifts for different reasons. Yeah. Stagger the workload, blah, 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 blah. But bruh, can I tell you what I think my favorite shift is?
What's your favorite shift?
You might call me crazy.
Don't say third.
Bruh.
Really?
I do.
I've done third. I mean, I've done overnights. It's been years, but I've done radio station overnights full time.
I don't hate overnight.
It's 100 years ago, but I've done it.
I don't hate overnight anything.
But you know, I feel like it's so hard. Listen, go on. Listen. All right, let me hear you out. What?
So normally that's at an off-hour shift, right? So not many people are going to be active. Mm-hmm. Say you're out and about working in the community. You don't have to worry about traffic. You don't got to worry about people being out. If you're not a people person per se,
true.
You don't normally have to talk to the same amount of people or interact with the same amount of people that you normally come into contact with.
Mm.
And there's a pay differential because nobody wants to work third shift.
Nobody.
So you get more money for doing the same work at just a slightly off time. And then guess what? You go home, go to sleep for a couple hours, and you wake up with a whole entire day still.
Yeah.
Then you wake
then
up
then you
at
wake up
9,
yeah.
10 o'clock, do whatever, and wake up and go, dang, I got until 7 p.m. tonight
but that
to do
didn't
whatever.
Happen when I did overnights or when even when I did nights, like let's say I'd have to be there, I was on the air from 6 to 11,
sure.
You know, again, years ago, but like I would be up all night half the time. I wouldn't even go to
would
bed
you?
Till 4 or 5.
Ugh.
And then I'm sleeping till noon or 1.
Yeah,
so my whole day was shot.
See, and I'm different though. I work off of little sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind just being going like running ragged, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So even when I didn't sleep, I was still okay throughout the day.
Somebody texted in and said, because you can text or call on what the best work shift is. Somebody said, DZ, those are all pluses of third shift. That's true.
I swear.
However, it shortens your lifespan and you always feel like you're hung over because you're so tired. It's not normal for our human body. Interesting.
That is kind of true. That mm-hmm. is kind of, you're not wrong about that. You do mm-hmm. feel drained all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, you want to take one call quick?
I'm down.
Let's do it. What the hell? I see it. I see the phone right now. Hello, Kiss FM.
Hi, it's Lala.
Oh, it's the better one.
Lala.
Oh, wait, Destiny's going to kill me.
Why?
I said that's the better one. I was kidding.
It's wifey with the baby.
It's the wifey. No, I love you both.
Good morning.
Destiny's wife, Lala, who just had a baby, is on the phone. We're talking work shift. What do you think, Lala?
First shift all day, every day.
That's what we are, and I love
first it. First shift. I love first shift. You know, mm-hmm. you get to work right early in the morning. If it's like 6 to 2 or 7 mm-hmm. to 3, that's perfect because then you got the rest of the day to do whatever you want. You True. Already did your duties or your due diligence for work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
honestly,
I say first shift, hands down.
First shift. It's the most productive shift, I feel like.
All right.
Yes. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I work at a bank, so we're there from 8:15 to about 5:30. We have every federal holiday off. Okay. I don't know. I mean, that's nice.
That's kind of like the first shift of the regular workday, though, that 9 to
right.
5.
Dude, that's too much. 8:15 to 5:30 is a long day.
Yeah, that's too long.
That's too long.
I'd rather take 7 to 3 or
yes.
6 to 2.
Yeah.
And if they offered you an option to come in earlier, Lala, you'd do it, wouldn't
oh,
you?
Oh, heck yeah. Bye-bye.
Honest to God, I think that's what we all want. We all want to come in earlier, get done, and get out.
I volunteer
heck
to
yeah.
open every day.
I volunteer
let me open
as well.
It. Let me open and see y'all. Bye.
Bye. I'm out of here at noon. Bye.
In the summer, the first shift is great. All right, Lala. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, 414-533-1037. We'll discuss.
Will we discuss?
Yes.
All right, Ben.
Yes, we will discuss. So what is the best work shift? I can see the phone's ringing. We'll talk to you next. Oh, that's what it is. Justin Timberlake. Thank you, DZ. You cannot listen on the Odyssey app and win a trip to see Justin Timberlake. In Vegas. Good luck.
And you, making me a saint, you cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Jealous, but I can't help it.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
We are giving away a trip to see Justin Timberlake in Vegas. That was his brand new one. Just listen on the Odyssey app. Every time you listen for an hour, you're in.
Log in and listen. Mm-hmm. You can fly away to see JT.
I like that song too. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ talking about the best work shift and the worst work shift.
Yeah.
Stacy, let's start with her this morning in Sheboygan. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
So we all have different opinions. I say first. DZ actually went with the third.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
I've worked a lot of third shifts in my life, y'all. Mm-hmm.
I could see you as liking the third shift, though.
The extra money does it for me,
the freaks
man.
Come out at night.
I don't mind being up late either. You know what I'm
totally
saying?
Totally. Like, you're a night owl.
If I'm awake, I might as well get paid for it.
Amen. What shift is the best?
Yeah, so I say first shift as well because I have two part-time jobs. And I'm very fortunate to be able to pick my own hours. So
like
one
that.
Job, I'm 8:30 to 2:30. So I could take my kids to school, mm-hmm. go to work, get off in time to go pick them up from school.
That's nice.
Yeah, so that works best for me.
I get
okay,
that.
Yeah. If it works with your life and if you can pick your schedule, come on now. Say
dude,
less.
I mean, picking your schedule's golden.
Lovely. Mwah. Chef's kiss to
love
picking
it.
Your own schedule.
Oh, Stacy, say less. Have a great day.
Appreciate the call.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Alyssa's in Waukesha. So, Alyssa, we're talking about the best work shift. What is it? Alyssa, turn your radio down, please. There you go. Alyssa, hi.
Morning.
What's the best work shift?
Definitely going to have to agree with DZ on this and say third shift.
Let's go.
Another third.
Okay, what is it for you, though, Alyssa?
To be honest, it just works better for me and my family. I got two young kids that are in elementary school, and it allows me to take them to school and still be home and able to have dinner with them, put them to sleep at night. You know, it just has me the most present in their life.
Interesting. Third makes her more there for her family.
Well, think about it. She works overnight when they're sleeping.
She can pick them up and take them to school.
Gets off, will take them to school, then come home, knock out for a while, wake up.
Yep.
The kids come home from school.
Think about this. One of the sacrifices that I've given with my job is I never take my kids to school.
Right.
Right? But I'm always there in the afternoon when a lot of parents aren't.
Trade-off.
So it's give and take depending on what you do, you know, and what shift you make.
And it makes sense.
Third shift, you get all of it.
You get all of it.
You
don't miss any of their day because you're at work when they're night-night.
But you're tired.
Exactly. You can't forget that differential, you know what I'm saying?
When that paycheck's hitting, it's time and a half.
All right. Thank you for calling today.
Appreciate it, Alyssa. Have a good day.
Bye.
Someone texted in and said, I would rather work no shift.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
I need someone to take care of me. You guys are funny. Kate's in Tosa this morning. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Allie. I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too, Kate in Tosa. She didn't miss you, DZ.
I see nobody missed me.
I've never really met you, but I love you.
We love you back, and I respect it. No, you know Allie personally.
Well,
it's okay.
You'd love him if you met him. I believe that. Kate, what's your favorite work shift?
I currently work first, and I love it for my mental health, but I miss night shift at the hospital so much.
Why?
It was so peaceful. There was no management around.
No visitors.
No visitors.
All the layers.
Kate, let me tell you something. When I was in New York, you know, for my mom's stuff, and I was in the hospital, the visitor time must be the most chaotic, annoying time for hospitals because I could tell they hated us the more we were there. You know, every day, these people in your workspace that you don't know every day coming in and out, asking for things. You're like, who are you?
Asking questions.
I'm here for the patient. You're just the cousin.
Right.
What do you want?
Well, you're out of my way. You're literally in my way.
Right, right.
In a sense, we love family members, but when they know their role as being family members. You know, it's also like all of the people, all of the doctors, physical therapy, everyone that's calling you constantly, you don't get that on night shift. So it's just, you could take care of your patients and then go home when everybody is driving to work and Yeah.
Kate, I like blackout curtains. It's just me and the charts. That's it. Charts said, and patience, yeah. Baby.
Blackout curtains. I love it.
When you get home, hey, those are clutch, especially mm-hmm. when you work those off shifts, I swear.
Somebody texted in and said, when I was in my younger 20s, I loved second shift. Yeah, because you went out at night, probably. Mm-hmm. They said I worked 2 to 11. Once I punched out, I'd have the bar with my friends. Yes.
Of course.
In your early 20s, second shift is clutch for that.
When you're living that life already.
But us, we'll stick with first.
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kate, for calling, Kate.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so everybody's got their opinion. We see your text coming in. We appreciate that.
Everybody got different reasons for it, too. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Different reasons. So, best work shift. Keep them coming. We appreciate your texts. We the best music.
Another one.
So is us. 103.7 Kiss FM. SZA, right there with DJ Khaled. SZA's going to be at Summerfest June 22nd. And we've got tickets all week long in this hour.
Such a good give, man. Y'all, I know y'all trying to get this one.
Seriously. And Cynthia is in Waterford. She sounds completely freaked out, by the way.
Cynthia does?
Yeah, she does.
Morning, Cynthia.
Cynthia, hey.
Hi.
Well, are you freaked out that you won, or what's going on here today?
I'm just terrified of public speaking, so this is terrifying.
Well, it's only a few hundred thousand people. I mean, right. it's just us and
a couple of hundred thousand of our closest friends.
It's me,
Cynthia,
you, DZ, and a lot of other people. It's no big deal.
Well, don't worry about them, because they're not going. This is a you
are. Congratulations.
You're not scared of public dancing, are you?
Absolutely not.
Good.
Bet.
Sign me up.
Good. What are you doing right now, Cynthia?
I'm dropping my son off at school.
Oh, nice. Well, tell him to have a great day.
Say hi. Hi.
What's his school? Give him a shout out.
He goes to Trailside.
Trailside. Got it.
Bet. Don't know what that is, but bet. Not
I'm sure somebody
me.
Knows what it is.
Shout out Trailside, though.
Yeah.
And shout out Cynthia.
Yep. Cynthia, you and your son, hold on, and I'm going to get some more info from you, but you're going to see SZA on June 22nd. Congrats. There it is.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's coming out of her shell.
Yeah, she was not terrified of public speaking
it's
at all.
It's just us.
That's all. That's
like
all.
SZA said. It's just us.
It's just us. Come on
just
now.
Just us. Come in the circle. All right, hold on, okay, girl?
Yeah, got you.
For real. Coming up next, are you going to tell everyone what happened in your house?
I don't even want to, bruh.
Is your wife able to come on or not? It's okay if she can or can't.
Well,
she's
working.
I know, but this is a good story. The kids don't need her.
I'm not going to make a promise that she can or can't, but we're both equally as grossed out. But yeah, I'll tell y'all next.
Dude, this story DZ's got.
Oh, gross.
Get ready. Have kids, they said.
It'll be fun, they said.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
The hell. It's Teddy Swims on Kiss. Loose. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Are you ready for this?
I guess. As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, your wife's busy. Fine.
Yeah, she's
got
busy.
A job. Fine.
She's teaching and molding the young minds of our generation.
Somebody has to, and it ain't me.
It definitely ain't me.
Not going to be me. Fine. So your wife can't join us, but I'm sure she doesn't want to join us because she's probably traumatized.
Well, and
let's be real.
The reason she was going to join was because this technically happened to her. It didn't happen to me at all. Right? It happened to our family, but I wasn't a part of it because I was already gone. I was at work. This happened just the other day. I was at the Bucks game, and my wife texts me and goes, come get your son.
That's not a good text.
It's never a good text.
Aaron said, come get your son. And why did Aaron say, come get your son?
So I'm like, what happened, man? And then she sends me pictures of what happened. So she had put our son, our two-year-old Sammy, down for a nap. Right? It was the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Puts him down for a nap, and about maybe 45 minutes to an hour in, she just...
So it's a weekend.
It was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And just feels like she should check on him. So she opens the door to his room and is immediately wafted with a nasty smell and goes, oh, you know, got to change a diaper.
Yeah, smells like he's got a poopy diaper.
Poopy
great.
Diaper.
Parents know this.
Bet.
Disgusting, but we do it.
Disgusting.
It's when it's our own kid. It doesn't even faze us.
Right. It's no consequence, no nothing, whatever. It's just our life. But this wasn't a part of our life because my wife says she turns the light on and it was a horror show inside of his room. Oh, he had a poopy diaper, but he didn't have the diaper on. And the poop wasn't in the diaper either.
Oh, God.
It was on the dresser.
Oh,
it
God.
Was on the bed. It was on the walls.
Ugh.
He had flung it around the room into clean clothes. Into
he's two,
toy
by the way,
bins.
Everybody. He's two.
This, our two-year-old Sammy had gone on a poopscapade. gone poop crazy. And throwing poopsicles all over the room. I'm sorry. This is disgusting.
Dude.
I know. I understand. But my parents get it. My fathers and mothers of the world understand the trauma that you're experiencing when you just walk into a room and you know that room will never be the same.
Totally. Totally. Never.
Gross.
In fact, you may need to resell the house that you just bought. Let's just throw the whole thing in the trash.
I told her to throw the kid away. I was like, oh, I'll put the kid in the trash.
I feel like so many parents go through this. I was blessed in that department.
Okay.
Owen and Hudson never played with any of their dirty diapers.
Oh, gosh.
They never took them off and they never smeared poop on the wall.
Lucky you.
But boy, do I feel like you're not alone. Are you traumatized? Who cleaned it up, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. She
because
had
you
to.
Were at work?
I was at work. I was gone for the next 6 hours. So she had to do with the newborn, Danny, and also had to clean up our two-year-old because he had it all under his fingernails. He had gone and Play-Doh. He Play-Doh'd with Play Poop.
Mm-hmm. Whoever texted in, Poo-Casso, stop it. We're totally going to call Sammy Poo-Casso now. When I see little baby Sammy, I'm like, Sammy Poo-Casso.
That one hurt my ribs, dog.
That was really funny.
Poo-Casso is the only way to describe that because it was absolutely everywhere. Only place he ain't getting on was the ceiling. And I was just because I don't think he could throw it that high. It was everywhere else, boy. I'll tell you what. Oh, God. It was disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
But the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Why?
Because I got to...
Did you put poop on the wall? What are you talking about?
I got to make an admission.
Oh, jeez.
This might be a familial trait because when I was two...
Oh, no.
My mother loves to tell me and never let me forget the story of
that
when...
you did this?
When I played with my own poop.
No.
But I took it a step further. I ate it. I know. My mom.
How do you know?
My mom, because she told me. My mom, she experienced this. I was with my grandparents. They were watching me while she was at work. She got home from work, and I run up to her. My mom. And she goes, oh, somebody gave me a chocolate bar, and goes to pick me up and give me a kiss.
And then you reach, like when you pick up a dog who just ate poop.
Only it wasn't a chocolate bar covering my face. Yes, exactly. So Sammy doing this is maybe just par for the course. And now I'm getting the brunt of what my mom had to do.
Poo-Casso's on a roll. What do you want?
Poo-Casso's got a legacy.
Somebody texted in. My cousin had triplets that did that. Well, there's the bright side. You didn't have three diapers to clean up.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody else texted in. Oh, my God. Poor Aaron. So traumatic.
Terrible.
Somebody else texted in. This is the story you should tell during the normal school commute time of 7:12 to 7:50. My daughter loves poop stories. Okay, I have a couple thoughts. That's one, it's funny. Two, schools start all over the place. There are schools that start at 6:45 and there are schools that start at 8:30.
Nine
so the
even.
Normal school commute time depends on where you go to school and your age, but that's really funny.
This one's for all ages, dog. Oh,
yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Somebody said, our daughter did this once. The room looked like a poop murder scene.
That's exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way to describe that.
Yeah.
Poop-Casso strikes again.
You could text or call. I don't know if I can handle it. You know how we normally make people hungry? Today's the day where you're losing weight. We're making you skinny. You're welcome.
Oh, you wanted to eat? Never mind.
Never mind. We're making you skinnier today by this story.
We got disgusting kid stories coming on deck.
You're welcome. Talk to you next. At the back, little town got the beat to make your booty go. Uh-oh. Somebody texted in, Allison was her name. She said, my kids are cracking up at this poop story. Poopscapades. She said her baby niece did a caca-copter when they were watching her.
Oh, no.
That's disgusting.
Not the caca-copter.
She's 15 now. Let's embarrass her. Oh, wait. Maybe the niece's name is Allison, not the one who she said, hi, Allison. So she's totally busting her niece out.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Nobody will ever live a poop story down because I am in my 30s and my mother probably told me this story about a month ago. Again, and I'm like, yeah, Mama, no.
I was blessed, and my boys never did it, but boy, Aaron Deasy's wife walked into a crime scene of Sammy had a good old time with what was in his diaper on every wall and piece of furniture in his bedroom during nap time. Ugh.
There's probably poop still somewhere in the house because you walk into his room and you catch a little whiff. I don't think it's possible to get it all without clearing his room completely, for real.
Let's talk to Rachel in Racine. Rachel, good morning. Have you heard about Picasso this morning, a.k.a. Baby Sammy?
Good morning. I have. Oh, my gosh. So I have three boys who have never done that.
Thank God.
Lucky.
Before I was, I'm not so lucky because before I was a mom, I was a nanny. Mm. And the kid that I nannied for, I was 20 at the time, didn't have any kids yet. He is now 22. He's a senior at Madison.
Nice.
And I remind him all the time, because I'm still very close to him, his poop story, which was very similar to little Sammy's. He was taking his nap, and he was a little stinker. He'd always, escape out of his bed. So his parents put a lock on the outside of his room, so we'd check on him and lock the door so he couldn't get out. Well, yeah. He was real quiet, and I went to make sure he was sleeping. As soon as I got up the stairs, I could smell it. Oh. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
He has a huge poop. And I opened the door, and it was like you said, but he also ate it.
No! Okay, I'm definitely losing weight today, you guys. I better be so skinny by the end of today.
It was like the combo of me and Sammy.
I don't want to eat ever again. Ever.
I started crying. I was like, oh my God. It was under his fingernails, in between all his teeth and his
everywhere.
Hair.
Okay. Everywhere.
Enough with the details. I'm officially grossed out. We get it. Oh,
I looked at the clock, and it was 3:30, and I was like, his parents don't come home till 6.
I had to deal with this.
That's horrible.
So yeah, at 22 years old, 22 years later, yeah. Michael still hears about it from me.
Michael's going to be hearing this at his wedding, Rachel. Uh-huh. I know your story.
He's going to hear it at his wedding. My son's recording in the car now, so I will be sending it to him on Snapchat.
Listen,
today.
Let him know.
We put the whole show up on the Odyssey app. It'll be on the internet for you anytime you want it, girlfriend.
And Michael.
No commercials, no music. Just us, our whole show in one little sitting right there, a podcast.
Fabulous.
For you.
I love it.
Perfect.
All right. Rachel, you guys have a good one.
You too. Thanks for sharing. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, my twins did that several times. I ended up duct taping their diapers on because they would help each other get the diapers off.
Yo.
Would you duct tape a diaper on Sammy if he wouldn't stop?
I'd consider. Yeah. Yeah.
Put on the diaper, not a skin. It's fine.
Obviously. You know, you duct tape the sides and then they can't take the Velcro off.
I know it sounds crazy what I said, how you were like, obviously, but you know, people listen and people want to go, you can't do that.
Well, yeah.
So I have to do the dumb disclaimers for the dum-dums.
Yeah, I'm not duct taping my child, okay? Just the diaper on.
Just the diaper. Let us live. Jamie's in South Milwaukee. Hi, Jamie.
Morning.
Ayo.
Are you going to be skinny by the end of today? No, wait, she's not. She's pregnant. Because I know her.
Probably not, I haven't dealt with morning sickness for a very long time, and you guys are making it come back.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Trigger it.
I don't know if we can ever have this discussion again, so let's just get it all out of our system and be done.
Rip the Band-Aid off. You got a gross story for us, Jamie?
Any advice for DZ as well, please?
I'll take it.
Well, I cannot top eating my poop.
Stop saying that.
But I guess still to this day, I am told about when me and my younger sister around 3 or 4, we decided to pack my older sister's clarinet with our poop.
Oh my gosh.
You know how much a clarinet is worth? Instruments are expensive.
That's why my dad sat there cleaning that thing because he was not about to buy a new one.
And they played it again.
Ooh. No! Now that's punishment all in itself!
Oh, gross. Oh, we're done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.